question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, those 3 minutes sure go by quickly. They don't leave us much time to check emails or news or get ready for our B-Block segment, but ready we are nonetheless. And for today's Personal Connection episode, Mary and I are about to be joined by a father and son who traveled to Italy and biked 425 miles to find family. Before we get to Stephen and Robert Cocuzzo, a quick word about Travel Guard travel insurance.
Well, the team at Travel Guard has listened to you. We've been talking about this for a few weeks. They've enhanced new offerings to include coverages that will protect you because you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. You can now be covered via Travel Guard's wedding bundles, pet bundles, adventure sport bundles, even trip exchanges, hurricane warnings, inconvenience benefits for low water levels for cruises, pregnancy coverage, and more.
Folks, if you're planning a trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk, as travel insurance from Travel Guard is affordable and provides protection in so many ways. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, The Road to San Donato chronicles the story of a father and son who embarked on a trip through the rolling and often steep hills of Italy to chase their family roots. What happens when a father and son set out to find family in Italy and bike 425 miles to do it? Well, we're going to find out as Stephen and Robert Cocuzzo join us for our latest Personal Connection episode.
Nice to connect with you, Stephen and Robert. Welcome to RM World Travel.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Well, it's great having you here with us. So, Robert, since I like the name, we're going to start with you. You grew up listening, you know, learning your dad's adventurous passions of skiing, rock climbing, and cycling. I'm sure that established a very nice bond between you. But as often happens with family, as you grow older and begin your own life, these sports adventures with your dad happened less and less. I mean, I'm going through that with my own kids right now. But then at some point, you decide it's time for a new adventure with your dad and agree on the cycling cross-country trip. But that turns into a 425-mile journey through Italy. So why did that change?
Well, I think that's partly to do with the Cocuzzo mystique, which is to always take things to extremes. but my dad has to take credit for the idea to go on a trip to begin with. He reached out to me one morning and said, you know, I have a great idea for your next book. Let's cycle across country. And he meant the United States. And as it turned out, we decided to cycle across the old country and go back to our ancestral village of San Donato Val di Camino in honor of my grandfather, and we did it by bike.
Okay, so there was some inspiration there from your grandfather. And from what I understand, this was a regret that your grandfather had, that he had never gone back to his village, correct?
Yeah, he spoke about it so often throughout my childhood, and when he was nearing kind of the end of his road, he shared to me that he had never been there, and that just totally dumbfounded me, because I thought, how does this person have so much passion for this place, have never gone back? And so we decided that we were going to go in his honor and hopefully find everything we could and come back and tell him the story about it.
Okay, so Stephen, how did it feel to you that your son was not only interested in doing this to chase his family history and your family history, but also really interested in taking on the physical challenge? It would have been easy to get on an airplane and go do this. So I'm sensing that there's sort of a strong bond between the two of you for physical adventure. It must have meant a lot to you that he wanted to do this with you.
Completely. As you mentioned before, we ski together. We've done rock climbing together. This was just we've cycled a fair amount together. So this is just really natural. It wasn't much of an effort on either part.
So, Robert, back to you for a second. A 425-mile journey to San Donato in Italy. You must have had some tough times. That is, we've been to Italy many times. For those people who have been to Italy, it is not flat. Lots of hills,
yeah.
Right? Lots of rough roads. If you thought you knew your dad before the trip, I'm sure you learned a lot more about him. I'd like to know what you learned about your dad from this journey.
There were so many lessons that I took away. I think the thing that surprised me is, just from the physical standpoint, I was worried that I was going to have to carry him along. And I was concerned about his health. I mean, he was 64 years old at the time of this trip, and so I was fearful that I was going to have to kind of shoulder the burden and pull him along. But as it turned out, the roles reversed, and I was the one that was falling apart. He was the one that was getting stronger, and in the end, he was the one that had to bolster my spirits to kind of can forge ahead.
Well, you know, Robert, listen, we dads, we are competitive. We're not going to allow our children. You've got to take the mantle. We're not going to give it to you. So, so Stephen, listen, as dads, you know, I can identify with many of the things that I hear both of you talking about. As a father who taught his son about his own passions for adventure, as Mary kind of asked Robert, I'm going to ask you, I'm sure you knew your son well before the trip and certainly knew his physical capabilities for the task, but did anything about Robert on this journey surprise you? Or I guess if I put it another way, did you learn something about your son that you can share with all of us today?
Well, the one thing I knew already was he's very driven and very goal-oriented. Our toughest day was this 85 miles that we're doing, and most of it was pretty much climbing. And knowing from the previous couple of days how tough this really was, we got to about 6 miles into this, and the original route for the day was 85 miles. So we got to an area of about 60 miles into it, and there was a little hotel and restaurant right there. And I said, Rob, you know, because I was concerned about dark, not so much the pedaling, but going into where we wouldn't have a place to stay. Mm. So I said, Rob, there's a hotel and a restaurant right here. And he was very sweet. He said, you know what? If you want, we can stay here. 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, a couple of seconds later, he looks at his watch. He says, we can do this. And we ended up doing the whole 85 miles, which we're on our bikes for 9.5 hours that day.
Wow.
But I know him as being, I knew that if we had stopped where I originally thought, or was hoping, he would have been disappointed. And I did not want to disappoint him. So, and I also felt that I'd want to make that goal for the day as well.
Yeah. So 9.5 hours, about 85 miles? I mean, that's impressive.
We climbed an awful lot. That was a tough day.
Yeah, I bet you it was. So, Robert, you know, the book is a very personal account of your trip and your relationship with your dad. And we're hearing a bit of that right now. You know, I'd like to hear your perspective on what you learned really about yourself. I know your dad just mentioned that through all of this as well. Was it your competitiveness or just your drive? What was it?
Do you mean what did I learn about myself from the trip?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because, you know, you traveled there. What did you learn on the trip?
Yeah, I think the big thing I took away from the trip really had nothing to do with cycling or even Italy for that matter. What I realized when I got home was how valuable quality time can be. And, you know, in the course of the 2 weeks that my dad and I spent together, we made this investment in our future in that we made these memories that are going to continue to exponentially grow and bring joy to our lives. And I just thought it's remarkable that, you know, we spend most of our lives kind of spending time with people, but when you spend and invest in quality time, it really, it's a tremendous gift to your life.
Well, you're both in our personal connection segment today of our show, and this is exactly why. So clearly it was transformative for both of you on so many levels beyond the cycling. So we don't have a lot of time left, but you did reach San Donato. You made it to your destination, the tiny village in Italy of your family roots. Briefly, before we run out of time, I'd like to ask both of you, we'll start with you, Stephen, what was that like?
Well, the whole thing just unfolded in front of us. We didn't know what to expect. And the reason this whole thing came to fruition was because of a childhood friend who spent a lot of time in the village. And I grew up with her and her brother. They were born in the village and then moved to Brighton near me. And through Delia, we were able to find the history of the village. She introduced us to family members. She was our interpreter. It just grew in front of us. It was just beautiful. It was quite magical.
And Robert?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I just going back to your ancestral homeland, a place that we've never been, I felt a molecular connection to this place that I'd never been to. And I think it's a testament to why we should be making these trips to kind of trace our family roots and see where we're from.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Great story.
My last question for both of you real quick, and it'll be fun. I mean, how much of this trip, the 425 miles, was powered on great Italian espresso or cappuccino or other great Italian foods?
Gelato.
Right? Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah, if you weren't stopping off. Right, if you weren't stopping off for some of that, then I don't know what you would do.
You two sound like you have another trip in you.
Maybe a few.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
That sounds great. I love hearing this.
We really appreciate it. Thank you very much for sharing some of the story with us today, Stephen and Robert. And the book, again, folks, it's called Road to San Donato. You can check it out, and hopefully you'll pick it up. You'll be able to continue the story with them. Guys, we wish you the best. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, I just dropped the Cucuzzos. That was fun. And you know they were having the Italian foods, the pastas, the espresso. How could you not?
And I feel like they still have, they're going to do something else, I feel like.
Fun trip, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, really great.
Folks, now is a good time to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel as we pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. RM World Travel returns in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.